Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
I posted a video on Facebook yesterday, and now it's about, like, how soon do you get in? Everybody has their number. Like, my number was 400,000. I was the 400,000th person to discover this video.
Okay.
But I think by the end of the week, it'll have, like, 10 million hits.
Yeah.
This guy named Kai. We'll get to it in a minute. It's just that you're, you know, it's your typical hatchet-bearing hitchhiker.
Hatchet-bearing hitchhiker.
Who? It's crazy. You not heard it yet?
No, I haven't. I saw Kid posting about it, but
I love that you haven't heard it.
I know. Sometimes when Kid posts stuff, I know we'll talk about it, so I kind of like waiting.
Good. Now, you brought something to our attention while you were on the treadmill yesterday. What was that?
Yeah, I have weird moments of creativeness when I'm running, and so I watch the local news, but I don't listen to it. I'm listening to music, and so I just see this news story that's like, perfume for babies. And it's a legit news story about how Dolce & Gabbana is the first to capitalize on this. I mean, it's no surprise, but perfume that's going to be safe and expensive for infants to make your baby smell better. That's
the baby weird. Smell is already perfect.
Yeah, I already like the little
baby
smell.
Are they serious about that? Really?
Everything they have.
Yeah, they're totally serious. So I thought, I'm like, this is ridiculous, but what a great market. I mean, it's kind of like baby Spanx
but
or something.
Like, it's like buying a new car and then you ask them, hey, get rid of that new car smell.
Yeah, the baby smell is all hard, right?
To me, I don't know since I don't have a baby because most of the time all the babies I've held smell like soy milk puke or their diaper. It smells like diapy. It's just gross.
Shannon, do we have that commercial?
There's a light scent of pee in there somewhere, but whatever.
Well, I thought maybe we should capitalize on
it. No more New Orleans.
Yeah. I thought it'd be great.
I think we have the commercial, Shannon. Can you
okay, let me cue it up for you.
Yeah, take your time.
I always do.
You gotta find it on YouTube.
Yeah, don't be too fast about it.
Oh, it's not on YouTube. It's on Gawker, I heard.
Gawker.
Okay.
You're good. We're getting it now.
All right. I just have to turn the internets back on.
Yeah, great.
Oh, you broke them?
Yeah, okay.
That's crazy.
Test.
Nope. Sounds nothing. Exactly the same.
Test. Okay. Oh, we have the commercial right here. Right here?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Let me check a sound effect here. Okay. And what did I do with my music? Right there. Okay. All right. Here's the commercial from Dolce & Gabbana.
New from Dolce & Gabbana, exclusively for babies.
Le maternel.
Breast milk.
Baby, you smell hot.
Breast milk.
Le maternel.
Au revoir, stinky baby.
A biento.
Le maternel.
Breast milk.
Drink it in, babies. New from Dolce & Gabbana.
La Maternelle.
There you go. I think they make a lot of money off that.
I felt creepy saying, ooh, baby, you smell hot.
That's why I get that line to you.
Yeah.
Why did I have to seductively say breast milk five times?
Shannon, send that into Mark Carter.
I love the way he phonetically spelled out abiento.
I was laying in bed this morning and I thought, what would a baby most want to smell like? They have a very limited universe of aromas that they're familiar with.
Yeah.
I would think breast milk would be the one.
Or how about bubbles?
Yeah,
what do bubbles smell like?
They smell good. Like
everybody
bubbles?
Knows what baby lotion smells like, that little powder
they
soft
smell. They
already
have smell.
That. That's what they like.
But if I say this smells like baby lotion, people just buy baby lotion.
That's true.
Yeah. Dolce & Gabbana.
And that's the point. If you want to smell like a baby, wear baby lotion.
You can't wear breast milk. You smell all spoiled.
Who wants to smell like that?
I know. After the breast milk gets all over them and 2 hours
Lactation
later.
Nation.
I just don't know how that's safe, but I think it's great.
Perfume for babies. If that turns into a billion-dollar business. I'm just going to be...
It will. I thought it was like an SNL bit, and it was just local news. They were doing completely serious reporting on
it. I would never put any sort of perfume on my child.
But you know where the angle is on this?
What?
That, you know, a lot of times a mom might put a little dab of something on her finger and then put it on the baby's neck for confirmation or whatever, just so the baby smells all fresh and clean.
Yeah.
And sometimes that perfume might have chemicals in it that, for a baby's skin, are too harsh. So they're going to create baby perfumes that are super, super easy on the skin and non-allergenic.
Say super, super small.
No, just non-allergenic.
What is this, a perfume for ants?
Let's rewind to the best viral videos ever, the news report category, where the reporter just happens upon greatness.
All right.
The reporter, he or she, is just going out to cover a random story. It could be a fire. It could be somebody climbed in your window, whatever. And then the next thing you know, you've got viral greatness on YouTube.
Well, I woke up to go give me a cold pop, and then I thought somebody was by.
This was in Oklahoma City. I was there and watching the news, and I actually saw this live in Oklahoma City and found it on their website and posted it, and other people saw it too and put it up. Sweet Brown talking about escaping the fire.
Well, I woke up to go give me a cold pop, and then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
So over her.
You're over her?
Oh, yeah.
That's
and then
great.
Maybe slightly less popular, but still huge, was this guy.
Oh, that's a full rainbow.
This guy lived. It's not pausing. Have you noticed that? When you hit pause, it just keeps playing. Anyway, he's on a mountain. He lives in like Yosemite, and he goes out, takes a blanket out after doing probably most of the mushrooms in the zip code, and sees this rainbow.
Oh, he's adamant too when they interview him. He goes,
but he seems
smoke
so
weed.
Nice.
I smoke weed, but that time I wasn't smoking weed.
No,
he was on somebody.
Double rainbow! Oh my God, it's a double rainbow all the way.
All the way.
Whoa, oh, across the sky. Whoa, man.
Wow. And that turned into a huge song.
Oh my God. What does this mean?
What does this mean?
So vivid. Double rainbow, double rainbow.
A double rainbow all across the sky.
Oh.
Well, we now have our next guy, and I think he dominates all of them.
He does?
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't heard
it? I'm so excited.
Either?
I haven't heard this. I haven't heard it.
I was mesmerized. I saw it before Kid posted it.
You did?
Just before, and then
that.
I was like, well, I'm
I hate
sorry.
You saw it before me.
I don't watch videos when Tosh premieres because I don't want to catch anything and then think of things.
And give it to Tosh.
Right.
I'm busy watching them.
So good.
Okay. So what we have here, there's a couple things you need to know. One, this guy talking is a hitchhiker and homeless.
All right.
Okay.
But he has a camera.
Two.
No, it's a news reporter talking to him.
Okay.
Al.
No, yes, that's true, Al.
Everything
else is right. Even though you haven't seen it, know nothing about it, I think you should add in facts.
Yes.
Why don't you add in facts?
Okay, good.
Even though you don't know what we're doing.
All right, cool.
Got anything else?
No. So it's a local news reporter.
You want to describe him?
You keep going. I'll sprinkle a little something.
Local news reporter getting a man on the street interview.
Well, a local news reporter gets a man on the street interview because a car has crashed into a PG&E truck, Pacific Gas and Electric truck, pinning a worker against his truck.
Ooh.
And it's an African-American guy. That's relevant because the guy in the car hit the guy on purpose. Purposely pinned him there.
Ooh.
Okay? And that's why you'll hear this guy, I hope, I don't know if we have it, because the guy cusses throughout the whole thing, saying,
I don't know how he's going
to
edit this.
You know not to move the car, right? Because if you move the car, when somebody's trapped like that, they could bleed out.
Yeah.
But apparently this guy was crazy, and he thought he was Jesus, and then he was talking about all these crimes. I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah.
But this isn't just a...
So the reporter is interviewing the guy pinned.
No. This is the hitchhiker, who actually is more than just an eyewitness. He is a vigilante.
The hitchhiker was in the car with the crazy man who decided he was Jesus and decided to kill all the black people. So he's starting with the PG&E guy.
Okay.
Holy crap.
Wow.
And he handled it.
And this is somehow a hilarious viral video.
You're going to die. You're going to love it. It's amazing.
When I first watched this, I thought they have accidentally found a homeless guy on the street who's going to pretend that he was involved.
Yeah.
Remember the video with Jimmy Kimmel where they're like, how'd you like the Super Bowl? And it was a week before it happened.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And everybody just made up. Right. Oh, yeah, it was great. I thought he was making up. They asked him, what did you see or what happened?
Yeah.
I thought he was making the whole thing up like he was just delusional and on drugs. No. Every word he says is true.
Oh, I wish we could play every word. I wish.
Yeah. So this guy's hero now.
Well, we can,
you have to watch the unedited one later.
Picture a guy in a bandana in his probably late 20s. Okay. He's had a hard life. He might be 20. He might be 50. I don't know.
His life is great. Yeah. He has no regrets.
He's got the hair. There, you can see him.
He just came from Burning Man Festival.
You can see him on Kid TV. Yeah, he's Burning Man.
Yeah.
He keeps saying he's from Dogtown, which is the skate park.
Yeah.
And here he is being interviewed by the reporter.
Okay.
Can I get your name and where you're from, if you don't mind?
I'm Kai.
Kai? Can I get spelling for you, buddy?
Straight out of Dogtown. K-A-I.
K-A-I. Do you have a last name?
No, bro. I don't have anything.
where are you from originally? Are you from Fresno area?
Sophia, West Virginia.
No kidding. How old are you?
I can't call it.
I don't know how old I am.
Well, age doesn't really matter. Kid.
Right.
So here's the first part where he walks up on him, okay?
Okay.
Hold on. Yeah, this is like way deep in the video.
This guy is Kai with no last name.
Right.
Yeah.
And can't call it. With
can't
a.
call
can't
it.
Call
he's
it.
A gifter, man. He can't, handle him
and
down.
And he has a Canadian accent, but when they ask him where he's from, he says, Sophia, West Virginia. And then he winks. Like, yeah, sure I am.
Is that a real city?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, okay. But he says, sure I am. And he winks.
Okay.
But West Virginia is a real state, right, Al?
Yeah, right next to East Virginia.
Okay. So making sure.
So now on the third try, I'm going to get this right. Here is the actual first clip where the reporter walks up to him.
Okay.
And the thing I love most about this is before he tells his story, he decides he wants to get a message out to everyone out there.
He imparts wisdom.
It's so great.
Well, went straight out of Dogtown, skateboarding, surfing it up. Before I say anything else, I want to say no matter what you've done, you deserve respect. Even if you make mistakes, you're lovable. And it doesn't matter your look, skills, or age, or size, or anything, you're worthwhile. No one could ever take that away from you.
And then he goes, okay, now. So what
this is like
was,
an editorial
blankety,
comment.
Blankety, 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 blank. And it was like, what?
It's like, so what is this?
What a nice dude.
Right?
Oh, you wait.
Can we bring him in?
He's looking right into the camera like I can, like he's talking to me.
Yeah, I felt it.
Yeah, that's Did a little you? Like Charles Manson.
No,
no. He's live and let live until he has a reason to take care of business.
It was a little creepy and powerful,
that's
though.
What he I did kind of take. That's like the Charles Manson thing. Right. He was like all hippie and cool and brought everyone in and then was like, go kill people.
He did kind of take me over there for a minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
This should be like the next action hero.
Now he's describing what happened when he got out of the car, took the keys from the driver. The driver gets out of the car. People are trying to help the guy who's pinned, and the driver, who thinks he's Jesus, is going to try to take down the people who are trying to help the guy.
What?
So now he has Kai has to jump in with his. He luckily he had a hatchet in his bag. A hatchet.
Don't we all?
He had a hatchet in his bag.
Did he kill?
Listen. He had a hatchet in his bag.
Holy crap.
If you started driving that car around again, man, there would have been a hell of a lot of bodies around here. And these two women are trying to help him. He runs up and he grabs one of them, man. Like a guy that big can snap a woman's neck like a pencil stick. So I ran up behind him with a hatchet. Smash, smash, smash.
Oh, man.
And
so Jesus,
but Jesus walked.
And the guy,
Jesus walked.
And the guy went. The guy went down. His head split open.
Yeah.
And now Kai is going over to assist the PG&E guy, right?
Yeah.
The electric repair man, the electricity guy.
Yeah.
Smack.
He goes over there.
Smack.
And he starts hearing, he's up. The guy just pops up with his head split open.
Like
he's crazy.
And starts walking towards Kai.
Now he's a zombie.
And Kai says, because Kai is the greatest person ever.
He's a quick thinker.
Clearly lucid.
Kai said, I decided to lure him away from the crowd.
Because he's mad at me. I'm going to have him chase me so nobody else is in danger.
Yeah.
So he starts running.
He starts walking backwards with his hatchet and his backpack.
His drifter bag.
And here comes a monster walking after, away from the crowd.
He's Jesus, yeah.
And he finally gives up, and Kai kind of hides around to the side, and then they start yelling at him, hey, Kai, stop chasing this guy because he's already left. He's over here at the school, and he's pulled his pants down.
What?
Yeah.
With his head split open?
Yeah, and he is...
He's peeing, wasn't he?
No, worse. The other thing.
Yeah.
And in an elementary schoolyard.
That's you not how them? I want the last moments of my life to be spent.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was like, before I die, I'm going to do...
Well, the thing is, it's very strange, and I wanted to look this up, and I haven't had a chance.
I did.
To see, because he says, he went and the police talked to him, and basically they were letting him go. And at the end, they were like, he's like, well, what would you like to, have happen, Kai? He's like, do you have that clip?
No,
what he asked for?
Let me play it later. Okay. Let me play it, because we'll get all these clips from this.
Wow.
There are a few that are more lucid.
So what's the resolution of this?
Okay, so what I couldn't understand.
Dead.
Here's what I couldn't understand in this 5.5-minute interview, and that's not correct, Kelly.
He says he's dead.
Okay, well, he's not. Here's what I couldn't figure out. The guy killed a guy. And they said at the end of the video, the reporter asked him, so what happened after that? And he's like, well, they put me in the sheriff's car, in the sheriff's wagon.
In the policia.
Not in the policie. No way. Policie.
Yeah,
apparently he calls the police a policie. And he doesn't like them. He likes the sheriff, okay, but not the police. I don't know the difference.
Okay,
but apparently it's a big distinction.
They're both there to serve and protect, but whatever.
And basically, he said that he took my statement. I told him exactly what I just told you, and he let me go. What?
That didn't make sense,
You
right?
killed a guy. Wait a minute. I watched this 20 times, Kelly. The camera then scans over when he's talking about the hatchet, and they show this metal thing on the ground as they're talking about the hatchet, and it's not a hatchet at all.
Is it stick?
It's a pipe.
It's a pipe.
It looks like a pipe.
What do you call that?
But on further examination, I see what it is. It's a socket wrench, which is also known as what?
A ratchet.
Oh, so he meant to say ratchet,
but it's a... Okay.
So he beat the guy with a ratchet, not a hatchet.
Because didn't he say he's dead? He said, I just wish I would have done it earlier because he confessed to a crime he committed many years ago.
The other guy did.
The guy that he hit.
So he was hitchhiking with the crazy person in the car when all that happened.
Yeah.
And then he tried to kill the guy.
He said he killed him, did he not?
He did say that. He said, and if I killed him, then good. If he's Christ, then I'm the Antichrist. Right on.
Oh, wow.
Can I hear smash, smash, smash again?
Sure. I'll get that for you. So I couldn't figure out why they let him go. And then I read into the story. Neither of the men had life-threatening injuries. Neither of the men.
The truck driver.
Still, you assault somebody. You don't have to hurt them to rearrest them.
Yeah, the electric company guy went directly to surgery. He did have, you know.
Broken pelvis or something.
This changes everything. I thought it was a hatchet. So I thought he was dead.
And potential paralysis.
And this other guy had like a scratch.
No, the other guy was badly hurt. He went to ICU. He did crack his head open with a wrench, but it wasn't a hatchet.
Oh, man. Right,
so the blood was just hallucinations?
I don't know.
You could still crack a head injury. Yeah, a scratch will bleed like a.
Sure.
But he seemed so lucid at times. Like, they asked him, like, why did you do this? And he goes, hey, this guy, in my view, he had just killed somebody.
Yeah.
And he was going to kill more people. So I had to protect this woman or she was going to die.
Hmm. True. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And fast forward to the end of what he wants.
Don't have that either.
Okay, smash. That's all I got. Give me smash.
All right.
So I ran up behind him with a hatchet. Smash, smash, smash. He did say hatchet, but he meant ratchet.
He said
okay.
In the end he wants to go surfing. He's like, yeah, if somebody could hook me up.
Anybody could hook me up with like a mini Maui in a wetsuit, I would...
I'd love to go surfing.
I would sure like to take on a Maverick, huh?
That's what he said at the end. That's all the reward he wanted. It was so great. I wish it was played out in my head like I thought it did.
Everybody's trying to find this guy now. And
How can we find him?
His name is Kai. And
it's somewhere in Fresno.
And he's homeless, yeah.
Can our family vacation be with him?
Oh, I'd love it.
And we'll surf?
When I posted the video, I said, I want to hire this guy.
Yeah.
I just don't know how to clean up his language.
Yeah, but he's fun for like 5 minutes,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Right.
And then he starts to take over your mind.
And then you have to work with him, yeah.
And tells you to kill people.
Yeah, right.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
This is a tough segment for us doing Bachelor Talk because we know that there are two types of people listening. Those who don't want to hear 1 second of Bachelor Talk and those that want to hear only Bachelor Talk. And it's 50-50. So it's really hard to know what to do here. We have so much to cover, but we're just going to go really quickly and get through it. And even if you don't watch The Bachelor, I think you're going to find commonalities here and things that are funny and entertaining about this.
That's how I feel. I think I'm in between because I don't love to hear a lot about it. Yeah. I don't like to watch it, but your guys' creative spin on it's nice.
Yep, we're like that little cheater book that you can get on
Cliff Notes.
Which always made me fail tests anyways.
Yeah. Kelly's angry because somebody Facebooked her and told her who wins, or at least who they think wins.
I've banned them from Facebook. Good. They will no longer be a part of my life.
You know what?
You haven't banned them entirely from Facebook.
Yeah, but I banned them from mine.
Yeah, but if they get two bans, they get... So tell me who it is, and I'll just ban them, too.
There you go. All right.
If they get a few reports.
What to talk about from last night. Sean tweeted me last night and said, kid, you know, be gentle on me tomorrow. And you got a message from his sister yesterday that said
she's
mad at him too.
No, his sister tweeted your account, kid, yesterday and just said, hey, this is Sean's sister. I agree with Kelly about some of the...
Kelly was going off on Sean because he can't see what is obvious to everyone, and that is that this girl on the show named Tierra is
terrible.
A drama queen.
It wasn't
a nightmare.
Just that.
She's terrible and she's a tiarist.
A terrorist. Yeah, it wasn't just that. It was the fact that he, you know, doesn't play by the rules. He's just making the rules up willy nilly and the losing team. Ah, oh, you come on too.
Yeah,
and
right.
He falls for this crying damsel in distress thing way
every
too
time.
Often
yeah.
and not just with Tierra.
Here's where my suspicions come from with The Bachelor and Sean on who's deciding what. If every decision was Sean's, we could judge him accurately.
True. Right?
But we don't know what's what. Here's what we do know. that there has never been a group of liars like the producers of The Bachelor.
They True. Are, well, Chris they, Harrison.
And Chris Harrison.
And Chris Harrison. They are the most manipulative, conniving group of people ever. Yeah. And they set out to destroy your life if you're on this show. They set out to destroy
They don't care.
They don't care.
Just ask Jake Pabelko.
People don't care either. They still audition.
And they will whisper in your ear and tell you to do things. Will Sean do them? Look at what you've seen of Sean. Does he seem like the type who will say no to anyone?
Nope.
No, including the producers.
He's too nice. Nope.
So when the producers go, hey, Sean, I know the other team came in second, but it would really piss off the girls that won if you invited them to come to the party, too.
Oh, you're assuming that's what happened?
I'm saying, could that have happened?
Sure.
Could
How
have
about,
been, no.
Sean, they're editing this together, and Tierra is the star of the show, dude. We've had her on for 40 minutes out of 2 hours. Don't kick off Tierra.
That's the thing.
Act like you still like her.
From not watching this and kind of knowing Sean, I just she's not that attractive.
She's
and
really
she's,
cute.
And she's really a, cute. But she's a nightmare. I just don't. I don't see her being really cute. And maybe that's superficial.
I don't either.
It's because of her personality.
But I don't. I mean, the few moments that I've seen, appearance wise, straight up, not that cute.
No,
and the fact that she's psycho.
Well,
when she first got out of the limo, and before we knew her, she's cute, bubbly. Ugh. She's the little what do they call the girl they throw up in the cheerleader, the flyer.
Spinner.
She's that cute little bubbly girl.
How do you know she's not a plant?
You better have some muscles if you're throwing her in the air.
And then once you get to know her, once you get to know her, and you can't stand her. The prettiest person can turn ugly
That's
in your
right,
eyes.
Absolutely.
So I'm not going to say she's not cute because she is.
So off they go to Canada, and after a bad week in Montana, which was the Monday night Bachelor, where Sean is like, I can't stand all the bickering, and I don't even know if I'm going to find my wife here. They go to Canada, and things change because he has a date with Catherine. And Catherine stayed way under the radar here, but it's clear that he has liked her throughout. They have this date, and Catherine is going on the date, and Catherine's like, oh, my God, I don't have a tragic story to tell him yet.
I better come up with one.
I mean, I wasn't born with one arm. I wasn't adopted or abandoned.
No one's died.
I wasn't born in Iraq with bombs going off around me. I'm screwed here. I need a story. So here's what Catherine told Sean.
I was 12. And my best friend and I went to summer camp. We were walking back, and this trail was really narrow. This girl, Kelly, very sweet girl, walked in front of me. We hear this crack, and it's a tree falling. It fell on the girl in front of me and killed her instantly. And I learned very, very early, like, what my biggest goal in life was to, like, be in love and have a family and have a partner for life.
YOLO.
Should have practiced that
you can't get on her.
Better.
I'm not getting on her.
You can't get on her for that story because that's what you do when you meet somebody. You get to, why are you the person before?
But come on, they do calculate what will be the most defining moment in my life that I can tell and garner sympathy from Sean and from the viewers.
The producers say, come up with a story, think about it for a little while.
But having said that, I think she's really good for him. You know, I think that she's got a chance.
Yeah. Well, she's crazy because she's got a stud in her nose. That's probably as wild as Sean will ever get in this lifetime.
Why have you turned on him so much?
He's so vanilla. I'm sorry.
But sometimes I
know vanilla is a nice guy and everything, but that's not entertaining to me. I want to see some tongue action.
Yeah.
I want to see him, like, press some flesh, do something.
I feel like
he's
I'm
so
the manager
busy.
Of an adult bookstore and Kelly is complaining.
Busy,
that's a
worried
complaining
about everybody's
content.
Feelings.
Press,
and he won't even stick
play.
His tongue in anybody's mouth.
That
Only
really
tongue action.
You.
Oh, it just bothers me.
What bothers me is how real I think he is and how fake this show is.
And he's too real for this show. He needs to do something else. He's ruined it for me.
I think he's the best Bachelor that's ever been.
I think he's just really genuine and nice, and that can be boring
And you
sometimes.
Cannot be a part of the Bachelor franchise.
And I think it's very important to remember that this guy grew up playing football, team sport, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's a team player. So when the producers of The Bachelor say, don't kick out Tierra, hey, we're going to put the one-armed girl in a canoe. Please don't say anything bad about that. It'll be great.
Why would they do that to her?
They put her in a canoe, and they made her paddle a canoe.
Well, if they put her in the canoe, she should have gone with Sean, and Sean should have paddled the canoe.
But he didn't.
But
So that's a Catherine situation. They had their one-on-one date, and it went great. And, of course, he made out with her, and you would think if you just watched that part, that's the girl he's going to pick. Until you see the next date, and then that's the girl he's going to pick.
Right.
Because he seems to love everyone exactly the same.
It's crazy about
it's good
them.
They're incredibly awesome.
So Selma is the girl that was born in Baghdad.
Yeah,
and
man.
She refuses to do the ice plunge,
that
the polar bear
plunge. That was her death sentence right there.
The polar bear plunge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She knows she's in trouble, right? Because first she didn't kiss him in the last episode, and now she won't do the polar bear plunge. She doesn't look like she's the girl that, you know, takes every day by storm, and that's what Sean wants.
But, man, she is hot.
She's hot.
Smoking hot.
She won the swimsuit photo shoot.
Yeah.
So Selma, who is a Muslim, who practices Muslim beliefs sometimes.
when it's convenient.
When it's convenient. Says, I can't kiss you on national television. That's what she already told us. But she can put on her sexiest yellow dress and look at the camera and say, I'm bringing out the big guns tonight.
Because
that's very Muslim.
Big guns.
but that's not going to embarrass mom at all. But then she comes out and does this 50 Shades of Grey thing with Sean.
No, that's a different girl.
Oh, that's different.
That was Ashley.
Selma says, Mama, you're have to forgive me.
Yeah.
And then she tells Sean, just sit there and don't move.
No,
like he needs that instruction.
Yeah.
And then she...
Sorry.
You really won't die.
Yeah. It's not happening.
I think it would be fun if you did it.
Oh, sorry.
That's a different date.
That's the wrong clip, yeah.
So then she goes in and kisses him, and it's just literally lips pressed against lips.
He was being respectful.
He didn't pucker. He just sat there,
yeah,
and she pressed her. It's like my first kiss underneath the pool with Danny Boy Howard.
Your first kiss.
You just press lips together, and then... He's like, I was hoping you were going to do that. She's out.
Here's
should
what.
Be a kiss reviewer.
Yeah, but he thinks her Muslim parents are going to kill him.
Yeah.
And
so hold on. I got tweets from people who are angry that he kissed her at all.
It wasn't him kissing
her.
But if you know you're going to throw her out, stop that.
No.
Don't kiss her at all.
That's what I was about to say. He didn't pucker. He didn't kiss. He didn't really kiss
Then back. Save her that embarrassment.
Excuse me. Then why would he have a rose ceremony?
Exactly.
Why doesn't he respect everyone like he respected Sarah
with one arm?
Yeah.
You know, why? Well, I can't make you sit through that, but I can make everybody else sit through that because I don't respect them as much as you.
Because he wasn't sure about who he was going to kick out except for Sarah. He knew he knew he was over Sarah. And poor Sarah. I love her. I just didn't think she was ready for a relationship. I think she's
got a lot of
she's
counseling.
She's way ready for a relationship. Well, she just can't get past the arm thing.
She needs a lot of counseling. She really does.
And so she's breaking my heart because she's like, this is not the first time this has happened to me. Okay, this happens every time. And they tell me I'm a great girl and I'm awesome. And I know what she's thinking in the back of her head. It's because of the arm. It's because of my deformity. That's why I can't take everything to the next step. Here she is leaving the show.
It's not my first time. I just don't want to be told forever how great I am and what I deserve. I don't want to be told that forever. But it's just sad to think about, like, how did Sean see it and feel it in the beginning?
He didn't.
Yeah.
She wanted to believe it, and he wanted to, you know, look like the nice guy. Now, is it the fact that, you know, it was her time to go, or is it bringing out the pictures?
Don't
these girls watch enough previous episodes to know?
Yeah, basically, she was the black girl for
last night. She brought out pictures of her mom and dad and stuff and showed them to him. And that's when he said, wow, she's getting really invested here, and I'm going the other direction. I'm going to kick her out early before the rose ceremony. And that's what he did.
Yeah, basically, she was the black girl from last night. I mean, there was not a black girl left. He knew he wasn't going to hook up with her, so he went ahead and let her go.
I guess. I don't know about that.
All right, and then briefly on Tierra, she's the drama queen that fell up the stairs, and nobody saw it, but she was injured, and the ambulance comes, and then she's... Suddenly, okay. Well, after the cold plunge, the polar bear plunge, everybody's fine.
Everybody.
Except Tierra.
And Tierra was the first one out of the water.
Uh-huh. First one out.
First one out.
She couldn't breathe, JC.
Called. Tierra couldn't handle it, and it was just too cold for her. Same story, different day.
Mm-hmm. So none of the other girls are buying it, but Tierra...
She has oxygen.
She has full-on hypothermia.
As she's stuffing her face with food.
Listen to this.
That's going to come back. And you know, it's completely normal what happened to you when you jumped into the water. Catherine and I ran downstairs, and Tierra did not look so good. She had mascara running down her face from crying. Her lips were blue.
Now, where did they take her? They pull her at the paramedics, you know, lay her down after she's freezing and shaking, and they wrap her in these space blankets to get her body temperature up, and they put her on the stretcher, and they put her in the ambulance, and where do they take her?
Hotel.
Home, to the hotel.
Yeah, sure.
Because that's where you go when you have hypothermia. You go back to your room.
You're obviously, your temperature's going to drop if you jump into that water.
Yeah.
Everybody's temperature dropped. Everybody's lips were purple. Everybody's toes were numb.
But what drove everyone crazy is the fact that Sean bought into it, or the producers made him, and he goes in there and he lays down with her.
I think he bought into it.
I don't think so.
I think he did.
Because afterwards he said, I'm cool with her staying here tonight. I know what my feelings are for Tierra. I thought she was going to get kicked out.
I did too.
She was safe.
Yeah, she's safe.
He's saying she was safe. And if he really didn't think that, he wouldn't have given her the rose.
He went to see her, Jenna, and he's laying on the bed next to her and he's holding her hand. He goes,
I have it.
Oh, okay.
You want to hear it? Okay. It's right here.
Tierra
couldn't handle it.
No, that's not it.
This is at the party. It wasn't when he was here.
There it is.
Are you feeling better?
No.
No.
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
I don't like you seeing me like this for the third time.
Third time, Sean.
Yeah, third
flag.
Time.
Red
third
flag.
Time, Sean.
Oh, God. After they came back here and I had a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this guy better marry me.
This guy better marry me because I always somehow end up getting hurt around you,
I'm
Sean.
Just kidding.
But he tells her to stay in and rest, but of course she can't stand
it. But wait, I was so cold, Sean. It was so cold I couldn't warm up.
You must promise me that you'll survive. Then you won't give up. Oh, man, no matter what happens.
I'll never let go, Jared.
I'll let go of Tiara in a second.
She goes to see him at the party, and the first thing when she walks in late, he grabs her and pulls her aside. She gets all the attention. The other girls are like, you can't, you know, whatever. They were all starting to admit it. She's good. They were all saying it. If you know, and they're questioning Sean's judgment, and he goes and holds her hand, and he says, your hands are so warm. She goes, but I'm freezing inside.
I'm freezing on the inside. Like,
she is such a manipulative little bee. And why is she still there? Sean sees it. He's not allowed to kick her off. I will go to my grave.
Plant.
I will go to my grave that he's not allowed to kick her off.
That's the moment.
That's what it is.
Oh, Sean.
Because you know what I do with her at the rose ceremony?
What?
Smash, smash, smash.
No.
I beat her with that rose like it was a hatchet.
Here's the thing, real quick. Looking ahead to the final rose ceremony when he makes the proposal, somebody sends him a letter. Did you see the previews?
Yeah.
And he's like, how could she do this to me?
Uh-huh.
So I'm like wondering.
Probably Emily.
It's when he's standing there ready to get married.
Yeah, and somebody sends, ready to
propose.
I'm really curious about that. They haven't got too much further to go. There's what, five, six girls left?
Yeah, five or six left.
Six.
Ooh.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Back with Kid Craddock in the Morning. If you didn't hear, we had to reschedule Jimmy Fallon. He's having personal issues this morning. That might be alarm clock didn't go off, or it could be something
we don't know. So,
yeah.
Football as well.
We gave you the Bachelor Talk earlier. Now it's time for the teacher test. First one in, it's been a while, hasn't it?
Long time.
But Kelly, the origin of this is that you and I were having a conversation one time, and I think it was off the air, and I said, what would you be doing if you weren't doing this? And you were like, you go, I don't know, I guess maybe I'd be a teacher, because I've always loved teaching little kids and being around them and stuff. So is that like your thing?
That's my thing.
What a shame
teaching.
You fell into this lucrative radio gig.
I know.
Yeah. You could be out there changing lives, Kelly.
I could be. Instead, I'm sitting here ruining them.
You could have been. You could have been the solution we were all waiting for.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
And you're so patient, too, which is great.
You're so
patient. And we know how Oprah feels about teachers. Yeah. I could have been one of the chosen ones.
Yeah,
I know.
The patience thing is, you're so right about that with
Kelly. Would have been a good teacher, but kind of the scary one, you know, if you didn't do your homework.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she could get mean on you.
Or some moods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she will, like, if she's having just some random contest in the class, like everybody name a TV theme show song.
Oh.
And then let's say you come up with one that's actually a movie theme, and Kelly will just yell at you.
Oh, that's a TV theme show song!
Oh, wow. Yeah. That could be scary.
I can be pushed.
Third grader. Yeah.
All right, let's do it. It's the teacher test.
Come on.
Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school today.
All right, where's the school bell? Let's go. Here we go.
Oh. Good morning, class.
Oh, two bells. Sorry, two bells.
Good morning, class.
Good morning, Mrs. Raspberry.
Now, first off, I would like to say how much I enjoy being your teacher. Mm-hmm. I look forward to each and every day. I can see your smiling faces, and everyone looks so nice today. Big Al, are you wearing a bow tie?
First of all, Little Red Riding Hood, I would like to be addressed as Big Mohammed, and yes, I am wearing a bow tie. It's a bit tight around my neck, so I'm having a little trouble breathing.
Big Mohammed?
I don't know what that is.
Miss Raspberry, this is Kid, and I'm having trouble breathing too, but I believe it's being caused by my allergies and not because I'm dressing in the style of a follower of Malcolm X because I do not agree with his principles.
Excuse me, little honky child. I disagree with the principal, and I got suspended for 3 little days.
Wow.
Big Al.
Big Mohammed, Lil Red.
I'm not calling you that, Big Al. You didn't disagree with the principal. You hit the principal.
Oh. Right. Went Chris Brown up on that, Big Al.
No,
I'm out of breath because JC was chasing me around the playground because he couldn't catch me because I'm faster than all the boys.
And I'm a bad breeder because I brought a piñata from my house. And three muchachos with baseball bats wanted my candy and chiclets.
And they chased you? That's horrible.
I'm used to it. You know what you need? You need a bow tie, my brown brother. JC! Jose,
yeah,
maybe you should run track, right?
Yeah, my cousin run crack. You better not sell on his street.
No, track.
Big Al.
Excuse me, it's Big Mohammed.
I'm not calling you that. Big Al, kid said track.
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 Okay, you talked me into it. Fire up my track, homie. Fire up your track.
What?
Yeah, what? Every day I got sent home to my mama. They persecuted Big Mohammed, third graders. They done knocked me out for selling iPhones in the parking lot. Yeah. iPhone 6, come get it. Word to your mother.
Thank you, Big.
Really good. You're a good rapper. I loved it.
Yeah, thank you, Big Mohammed, for that lovely musical interlude.
Thank you.
But since we're celebrating Valentine's Day, we're all going to exchange candy. Mm. So you're just going to have to go to the library and read until we're done.
Say what?
Yes.
See, Al, Big Mohammed, Muslims do not celebrate Valentine's Day as it is not recognized as part of their official doctrine. Excuse me.
Oh, it's true, Mohammed.
The name is Big Al. Now, where my candy at? Give me some of your piñata, JC.
No, that is so rude, Al. You can't just take something that doesn't belong to you without asking nicely.
It's okay. I'm used to it. Soy Mexicano.
Oh, you're Mexican.
All right, is everyone ready for candy?
Yay! Mrs. Raspberry.
It's Ms.
May I have a little extra? I have 8 cousins living in my room.
8 cousins?
Ew, that is so gross. You don't have your own room?
I only have 1 bedroom, Hannah.
Well,
Hannah,
I have 2 bedrooms, so when my daddy sends me to my room, I get to make a choice.
Wow.
You have 2 bedrooms, Jenna? That must be an awful lot for you to clean.
Oh, whatever. We have a maid for each room, and JC, they're both from Mexico.
Thank you for giving my mom a job, Kenna.
All right, well, everyone come up and get your bag of candy, and Big Mohammed, you can come up and pick up your bean pie.
What? That's some bull. I'm calling fair crime right now.
Well, hey, guys, my mom bought everyone a chocolate football. Here, catch.
Whoa! Oh, it's the size of a real football. God, you is crazy. Gracias, Kenna. My family's gonna eat like a rey.
Like a what?
A king.
Your family will eat like a king on the chocolate football?
Like a ring?
All right. Big Al, what did you bring to the class for a Valentine's Day?
Who wants to chew on this bow tie?
Let's get ready for school.
Assalamu alaikum, my brothers.
Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school today.
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Yeah, y'all.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning.
Good to hear the welcome back Connor theme in the morning. That's always cool. Isn't that what that is? I don't know.
I didn't even know that's what that was.
A TV theme show song.
Can I tell y'all one problem I have? It'll take about 15 seconds. One little quick problem.
Well, I guess we don't have a choice.
As y'all know, it's Black History Month. You know, some people celebrate it more than others. I don't really do a whole lot other than watch other people. I watch other people celebrate.
Do nothing.
Except use it as an excuse.
But yesterday I went to the mall. And it's a nice little mall in a white neighborhood, but I walk in, I got this big sign. Uh-huh. And I see it says February 1st through February 28th. I can see that in the big letters. So I said, it's probably a sign acknowledging Black History Month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I got a little closer, and it said, Blank Lot Mall would like to acknowledge Canada Appreciation Month.
Oh, boy.
February 1st to February 28th.
Well,
I'm like, okay, it's Black History Month. I mean, that's kind of been around for a while. I don't know if this Canada thing. I appreciate Canada. I love Canadians, except for Avril Lavigne and all that. But it's February. It's Black History Month, right?
Avril Lavigne's not Canadian. She's a singer. Oh, you didn't say comedian. Okay, my bad. Well, why is Canada jumping on Black History Month?
Why is Canada getting
all up? Canada's fault.
First of all, you're talking about a country that has, like, what, 7 black people?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Six now. Like, one just crossed.
Well, we can't have nothing.
I know. You do get a whole month, Al. Who else could? Like, I'm ADD. That's the closest thing I can compare to you being black. Makes me different.
Oh, okay.
I'm ADD.
Okay.
That makes you a minority.
We get one freaking day, ADD day. Now they do have ADD Awareness Month, but they don't have ADD History Month. Come on. How about the great people in ADD history, like Albert Einstein? Had ADD.
We don't know that, do we?
Yeah.
We're six days in.
Yes.
To Black History Month. What have you done? If you're angry.
Right.
But it's another thing. To actually be proactive.
I'm going to hang out.
You could be teaching us something, Al, but we would know that you don't know it either.
Well, on Saturday nights, I give out free shots to black people.
Is that year-round or
like
just during the month of
shots?
February?
During February.
Tuberculosis shots?
No.
What kind of shots?
Tequila shots.
Saturday?
Yeah. Tequila
Isn't
shots.
Isn't that reverse racism?
No, it's celebration.
I watched that movie, Boys in the Hood, and they like wanted to get rid of all the liquor stores down in that area because they felt like it was the white man bringing the black man down.
Mm-hmm.
And so you own a bar, and you're serving shots to black people.
Free shots. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What I've always wondered, maybe.
But it's in the white neighborhood.
As an African American man, you know, that has substantial knowledge of black history, you can fill me in on this.
No, Al, I'm posing
this question to our expert on the show.
Mm-hmm. I have a hard time.
I was just wondering why is Black History Month in the month of February and not, say, I don't know, January when MLK Day is?
That's another problem I have, too, because it's the shortest month of the year, but we, you know,
Why was it chosen?
That's what the white man gave us.
No, that's the reason? I'm sure there's a reason.
That's what the white man gave us. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. Why you gotta act like you know when you don't know? Well, I think they were going to put it in January, but they were a little late.
I see. Because of stereotypes. It's black people are tardy a lot.
Wow.
You're not helping your cause.
All right.
I would like everyone to look at my new Samsung Galaxy Note 2.
Oh, look at mine.
And, that thing is fresh, kid.
And I would like to compare missed calls to anyone on the show.
You probably have way more.
At last count, and I'll just scroll through if you can see this on Kid TV. At last count, I had over 170 missed calls. And you notice that they're all just numbers. None of them have names attached to them. You know why? Because I don't know any of these people. Because I just got this phone. And every single call on here is a bill collector.
Okay, don't complain about the free phone.
I'm not. Every single call is a bill collector, and there are 160 calls from 95 different numbers. This guy, whoever had this phone, and I'm sure just got cut off, he had 95 creditors after him.
Jeez.
95!
Well, can't you just change the phone number to something
else? Sure, it's just a curiosity now. I kind of like it.
It's fun, huh?
I kind of like it.
I only got about 20.
Because if you get lonely and you're just sitting on the couch, bill collector calls,
like,
and it's not for you,
up?
It's not for you.
Yeah.
You get to talk to them for a minute and mess with them.
And
it's
I get
fun.
Lonely, but not that lonely.
I do.
Who wouldn't want to do that?
Like, right. Hey.
I haven't turned mine on yet, so I haven't had any problems.
I'm taking yours away.
Kelly, you haven't turned it on yet?
I don't know what else to do with
it.
She hasn't even figured out how to use the iPhone
yet. I'm using my iPhone. Yeah.
I gave everybody a Samsung Galaxy because they gave them to me. And I got calls from Maryland. I got calls from L.A. I got 800 numbers up the boo. I got all kinds of stuff. I got Oklahoma. I got Florida. Let's see what Florida's saying.
He got bills in different area codes.
I do, yeah. I don't know how to use this. Let me see. I'm trying to make a call. Oh, well. Never mind. Anyway, so I've been answering the calls and telling each and every creditor, A, don't ever call me again. B, yes, I have all your stuff. I bought stuff and didn't pay for it. And C, I am him, and I'm not paying for it ever. And I won't see you in court.
I'm not going to show up.
Come get me. And by the way, what are you wearing? You look hot.
Come get me, sucker.
You sound hot.
You know, the coolest part about that phone, and I don't know if you've played with it, you can watch a video as you're working on something else.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Like if I'm texting you, I can watch a video.
You know what you can do with this? You can watch a video while you're watching a video.
Double videos all the way.
Full on double video all across the sky. Wow. Anyway, this thing about calling my phone now and I tell them it's not me and they don't believe me. This could be bad. I have a friend named Eric, and this is a bit of a complicated story, but it's 100% true, and so I can't change details to make it less complicated.
Okay.
So follow along here.
Following.
He lost his girlfriend because of his new phone.
Oh, she's not dead.
No. Why would you assume that?
You say she lost.
Okay.
Maybe phone
calls. His girlfriend left him because of his phone.
Seriously.
This was back when you couldn't keep the same number if you changed providers, right?
Yeah.
So he lost his phone, called the phone company, shut it off. Went to a different provider and got a new phone with a new number.
Okay.
Well, short time later, he found the old phone and shut the new one off. So he had it, but he had never used it.
Yeah.
Okay? He shut the new one off. He's still paying for it. 3 months later, he lost his phone again. So he reactivated the replacement phone. And the day he reactivated, he left it on his kitchen counter. Went to work.
Yeah.
His girlfriend, who lives there, wakes up. Here's the phone going crazy. Just text message after text message, missed call after missed call. Picks it up. He has over 100 unread text messages, and most of them are from girls who attach pictures of themselves in various states of sexiness.
Yeah. How does he get that many girls to
do that? That's pretty good. Yeah. I mean, that's wow.
So it's clear that the guy that had his phone is a player.
Man.
Right?
I'm like the only girl that doesn't take pictures. I have to start doing that.
But simple fix, right? Just a misunderstanding. The girlfriend has picked up the phone and seen all these messages. A quick conversation. It's all good, right?
She packed
her stuff up and moved out that day.
Oh, that's dramatic.
Why? Now, these were calls from escorts. Escorts.
Okay. Well.
And he was like, what are you doing? I just got the phone. Those aren't for me. Every message started out, "Hi, Eric." The guy had the same first name
as
him.
What a coincidence, huh?
Oh, no.
That's bad.
So you bought into his lie as well.
Yeah, your boy was creeping.
I never even considered that he's lying to me.
Yes, he's lying to you also.
No, he's not.
Because then you'll lie to his girl and then she'll
This
come
guy
back.
Not only had professional escorts blowing up his phone with naked pictures, he happened to have the same first name as the guy that had the phone before.
That's a huge
Try and
coincidence.
Get out of that one.
That's a huge coincidence that that really did happen. I mean,
are you saying my friend lied to me about this?
He might have. He may have, dude.
Because then the girlfriend will talk to you, and then she'll be like, "He did this," and you could be like, "No, he adamantly told me that he did not do that."
It's a very easy thing to show proof of just by printing off outgoing calls from his cell phone bill.
They're back together. I could ask her. They're back together again.
So she finally believed him.
Or forgive.
I mean, plus,
if you know somebody that works for that phone provider, that service provider, you could probably get them on the download. Okay, who had this number before I did? What's his name?
Can you?
Yeah, I bet you could.
I don't think they can release that, but I'm saying
if you know somebody.
I was getting some prank calls, and they said they were legally bound not to tell me who this number was belonging to and stuff.
Now, he did have some friends, whoever had my phone, he did have some friends that weren't bill collectors, because I do get a random message once in a while. I got one during the Super Bowl that said, "Helmet to helmet, that's some That right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks.
That's cool.
I don't know who you are, but thank you.
What's weird is I've had the same phone number since I first got a cell phone. Mm-hmm. I still have an Ohio area code. And I, in the last year, about once every 3 months, get a picture from a naked girl. The same naked girl.
And she is not hot. And you don't forward it.
And she, but I mean, she's, wow. she's.
Did you respond?
She's not looking good.
Yeah, did you respond, though, and say, "I'm sorry, I don't know who this is"?
Well, one time, it was late on a Friday night, and I just said, "Send more." But no, but she's not hot. And I said, "I think you have the wrong number," finally. And she keeps sending them.
Really?
Even thinking it's a guy. Her. Yeah, yeah. Huh. I mean, I'd send them to you guys, but she has, like, scars and stuff.
Did you
know? Nobody wants to see that.
Did you know bill collectors now are texting you? I mean, it's one thing to have your cell number to begin with.
Right.
Call my home phone because I don't have one. So if you're gonna harass me to pay my bill, call my home phone.
Well, it says to text stopped to make it stop, but I don't because I heard that's the worst thing you can do is even respond at all.
Now they know you got it.
Yeah, because then they know the phone.
Yeah, so I just ignore those.
Here's one. Hello, blank first name. Court Furniture.
Wasn't it Derek? Or
needs
something?
To talk to you about your delinquent bill.
Ooh.
Court furniture rental.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy rented furniture for a courtroom.
Wow.
Whoa.
No.
I bet he's a judge.
Important job right there.
That is huge. So, every message is trying to contact you. Please call us back. Let's work out a payment plan. Blah, 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 blah.
Why don't you on your outgoing voice message say,
"I'm not him"?
Yeah. If you are calling for anyone other than Kid Craddock,
they still think it's him.
Why don't you just change the number?
I'm gonna pay his bills. It's a bit right now. Now it's just I like talking to telemarketers.
Clearly, this guy needs a little help. Why don't you just call him and pay his bills, man?
Just
help him out.
How great would that be?
Like, pay it forward. We're not talking about that. Just
because then they'll give him more credit.
Yeah, he could be an identity theft.
Yeah,
dude. You know.
95 people looking for him.
95 different creditors.
Wow.
You should, you know what? Just as research, you should. What's the balance?
I'll bet his shoe size is a bigger number than his credit score. Like 11.
It's amazing that people live that way, right? Just
Al, what's your credit score? Come on.
Oh, it might be it. I think I got it up to the 400s.
You did? Yeah.
You're joking.
No,
That's pretty impressive.
No, I got to buy a house, so I got to keep it halfway decent.
I can't imagine 400 how bad is not decent.
Oh, no, I was kidding about that.
If we all went down today and applied for a Sears credit card, which I hear has the most liberal credit standards, who would be turned out?
Oh, I probably
on our
would.
Show.
I would probably.
JC,
I just bought a house.
I finally have gotten my credit, I think, restored.
Because
I had one.
You haven't tested
one
it.
Thing. No, because it takes, you know, you have to wait a few months, so I haven't checked it since. But one person in college used my identity to do some Banana Republic credit card. Mm-hmm. $500 sent my credit score down to like 600 or something, and I didn't notice it.
Kelly? Would you be able to get a Sears card?
Yeah.
Is your credit? Do you know your number?
Kelly's perfect.
I'll bet. It's not perfect.
What is perfect?
Like 800, right?
800 or 850.
850, right?
850. That's right.
Okay. It's 850.
Yeah, I'm not there.
Mm-mm.
I know that.
Oh no, me neither.
I mean, is 700 good?
Yeah.
I think
so. That's good, right?
Anything the sevens is good.
Okay, I think I'm there.
Then you're doing good.
I know that 3 years ago I was at 625.
Mm-hmm.
I know I was right at 8-something for a little while.
Wow. I hope around between 6 and 650.
You're the one who gets the good leases.
Yeah, no, Kelly's, you know, hers is so good she can, like, refinance the mortgage on her house every year.
Yeah. See, I did that, and then as soon as you do that, that knocks your credit score down. So
you know, they say at the end that, you know, for this credit offer for best customers,
right.
Only Kelly can get that deal. She's the only one who can drive the Altima for $199 a month.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody else is paying $239.
Right.
Yep.
You're the only one.
Probably.
Lucky.
Credit's so important.
But if you're going to buy something.
If you're young and you haven't screwed up your credit yet. Don't.
Right. If you
don't get
college,
a card,
it will haunt your life.
You have to get a card. That's what screwed mine up is that I didn't have a credit card.
Okay, but look, you talk to somebody like Dave Ramsey, who his whole gospel is you don't even need a credit score. He's
credit and gospel. That's
I mean, you know, that's his whole thing. So what's the truth?
No, what do you need?
Well, he's saying pay cash for everything. But
pay cash
most
for
of us,
everything.
Most of us do need to
you
have
can't
use a debit card.
Pay cash.
I mean, wouldn't you like to have credit in case of an emergency?
That's the way I feel. Hello. But that's why he says people get in trouble. They have the emergency.
Well, yeah,
they're
very
disciplined.
If they didn't have cash, they'd be in bigger trouble.
You have to be disciplined.
If they didn't have credit.
But sometimes Jimmy Choo's are emergency.
See, that's where you get
in
trouble.
You're the one that can't have that.
No, but that's why I live on cash.
Yeah. The first TV I bought at Dillard's for like $200, I know I must have paid for that bad boy 2 years.
Yeah.
The first, I didn't understand how credit cards worked at first. I was very young, and I forgot to make the payment. And so the day it was due, I mailed it, and I included an apology letter.
I remember that. Amazing.
I'm really sorry. This is my first time ever having a credit card. Please don't be mad
how
at
funny.
Me. I included an apology letter with that payment.
I was kind of the opposite of you, Kelly. I lost my job. I've been out of work for about 3 months in the radio business in California, and I applied for every card I could think of. Every single card I could possibly think of, hoping that someone, there's got to be some lazy guy out there who doesn't check and just sends me a card. And nothing for 3 weeks. And then, I go to the mailbox, and there it is. Dillard's.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now, Dillard's at the mall Hallelujah. Had a restaurant Hallelujah. And a tire store.
Nice.
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
Store.
Winning.
22 days in a row I ate at Dillard's. 22 days in a row I had lunch at Dillard's.
Yeah.
I had dinner at Dillard's. I had breakfast at Dillard's at 10 in the morning. I bought a bunch of tires and would sell them to my friends. Who needs tires? Come on down. And I sold tires for 10% off. Kid Craddock had a 10% off tire sale going on full time.
You had a tire store.
I'll go buy the tires and sell them back to you for 10% off, meaning I get the cash.
Right.
But
that's a losing proposition there.
Volume, Kelly. That's the key.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I'll tell you, some of my girlfriends found the best way to get out of credit card debt.
How?
Get married.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For us, it's the worst way to get into credit card
She's
debt.
She's like, I had like $6,000 I owed, and then I just got married.
Yeah. Now he has $6,000.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning.
But you know what, Al?
What?
You're very lovable.
Well, thank you.
And that's important, according to Kai.
Whoa. Went straight out of Dogtown.
Yeah.
Skateboarding, surfing it up.
Yeah.
Before I say anything else, I want to say no matter what you've done, you deserve respect. Mm-hmm. Even if you make mistakes, you're lovable. And it doesn't matter your look, skills, or age, or size, or anything. You're worthwhile. No one could ever take that away from you.
It's true.
You know.
So true.
That's spoken like a guy who's done a lot of things wrong in his life.
You know what's totally cool? He's like, hey, before I tell you about killing the insane, crazy murderer with a hatchet.
Mm-hmm.
Let me first give a little soul in affirmation. to everybody watching.
You know
out
what?
There. And he turns to the camera and said that.
We need to have a remix of Rise to the Top with him in it.
He's way above Rise to the Top.
Yeah, like the reporter was great on this, and he's going to get a bigger job than Fresno out of this because this is just his lucky day, you know?
Right.
He let this guy talk for 7 minutes, and at the end, he asked the greatest question. Here you have this crime that just happened, right? This terrible crime where the man thinks he's God and runs over a black man on purpose and then attacks a woman who's trying to help the black dude, and then he jumps in and beats the guy with a hatchet. Well, I think it was a ratchet, but we'll call it a hatchet.
It's more interesting if it's a hatchet. Mm-hmm.
And after all that, the reporter says, what's next for you, Kai? I love that question. What's next for you? Here's what Kai said.
Hopefully some surfing. If anybody's watching this somewhere else and they got a mini mile that they could lend a guy with a wetsuit, I'd love to test out Mavericks.
Let's give him a surfboard or a bodyboard and a wetsuit.
Dude, I'm bringing him in to work or something.
I'll sponsor him.
He created no fewer than 4 catchphrases in that one interview, but 3 of them we could never use because they have expletives in them. I'll use them. I'm using them all the time, but I can't use them on the air.
I wish life really was that simple, though. You know, whatever. Yeah.
But the one you can use on the air is this one.
Smash, smash, smash.
That's what he did to the guy.
Yep.
And then in a really lucid moment, they asked this guy, and by the way, the video's on my Facebook, kidfacebook.com. They asked Kai, why did you do this, Kai? Why would you put yourself in danger? You get in the car with a crazy man because you're hitchhiking. You don't know you're going to get picked up by a crazy man, but he is. He tells you that he did something terrible to a 14-year-old girl in the Virgin Islands, and then he purposely runs his car into a black man saying that he's God and he's here to kill all the black people. Mm. And you and only you jumped in and, you know, beat the crap out of this guy with a hatchet.
He's the only one with a hatchet.
Why did you do it, Kai?
That woman was in danger. He just finished what looked like, at the time, killing somebody. And if I hadn't have done that, he would have killed more people. So, he's dead. Good.
See? He's dead.
He's dead.
So that's why I thought the man was dead. And you're saying he's not dead, kid?
No, he's not dead. He's fine.
Both people survived?
Yeah. Both had non-life-threatening injuries.
I'd be scared if I was Kai.
Let me give you another catchphrase. I can't call that. If somebody asks you how old you are and you don't want to say, you just say, I can't call that. Here he is.
Can I get your name and where you're from, if you don't mind?
I'm Kai.
Kai? Can I get spelling for you?
Straight out of Dogtown. K-A-I.
K-A-I? Do you have a last name?
No, bro. I don't have anything.
He's so poor, he doesn't even have a last name.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
McLovin.
Please help. Can I get your name?
K-A-I.
K-A-I. No area?
Sophia, West Virginia.
That's a lie.
No kidding. How old are you?
I can't call it.
I can't call it. How'd you get in here?
I can't call it.
Well, this guy's going to have T-shirts. Well, not him, but somebody else is going
to
make T-shirts.
I can't call it. It needs to be made.
Here's another catchphrase. Look at the teeth marks on my hand.
You see all these teeth marks right here for the camera? Yeah, I started smashing him in the head and in the teeth, busted out all his teeth. The sheriffs, not the policy enforcers, show up. And start like, they're like, yeah, so what happened? I mean, like, just give me any old name and just give me old birthday, whatever. Just
Yeah. They asked him, have you ever done anything like this before? And he goes, this is another catchphrase. One time, I was in the orchard.
So I'm like,
who hadn't said that?
Like, he's attracted to danger, you know? Yeah. He's like, it just finds him.
Wow. This guy needs a movie.
He'll be on top.
People make the I can't call it T-shirts, they need to give him a little cut.
Instead of buying
website domains that we never use, we need to just start making the T-shirts immediately.
Yeah.
But I already bought I can't call it.com.
No, you didn't. I just did.
No, I got it.
Nope.
I already got it. You can have .net or .tv.
Nope, I got it.
Or .fm. Yeah. Nobody wants that.
Antoine Dodson. You have the golden voice guy.
Yeah.
You've got Sweet Brown.
Uh-huh.
Well, we just should put them all together or something. Make a group.
This guy, I think, is going to trump all of them, but because none of those people actually beat up a murderer with a hatchet.
That's true.
Which is pretty
incredible. Well, he's the leader.
Incredible.
Yeah.
So he gets picked up by the hitchhiker, and when the guy starts saying, I'm Jesus and I'm here to kill all the black people, and then runs over one and pins him to his PG&E electric truck, pins him there, he has another catchphrase. He said, all freight jumpers know that.
Oh, well, he's... What's that mean? That's probably how he got out west.
Yeah.
He goes, the railroads.
Any freight train jumper knows that if somebody gets pinned, you don't just back up because they'll bleed out.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I wonder what else freight jumpers know.
This freight jumper didn't know that.
But he took the keys from the guy after he crashed into the dude. He took the keys out of the ignition.
Good thinking.
And he said, if I hadn't done that, just think what would have happened.
If you started driving that car around again, man, there would have been a hell of a lot of bodies around here. And these two women are trying to help him. He runs up and he grabs one of them, man. Like a guy that big can snap a woman's neck like a pencil stick. So I'm right up behind him with a hatchet. Smash, smash, smash.
You know, the thing is, he has, surprisingly, for a gypsy, he has great teeth.
You know that logo that Michael Jordan had? The Air Jordan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need Kai doing the smash and then smash, smash, smash.
That's the logo, yeah.
Let's trademark
smash,
that.
Smash, smash,
smash.
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 I want this pencil stick.
At the very end of this thing, there's like an awe moment, you know? Because they said... They were asking him something, and he's like, I don't have any family. He said, I have no family. He goes, as far as people I grew up with, to them, I'm already dead.
Oh, that's the last word of it.
To them, I'm already dead. Bummer.
Well, maybe we should bring him in.
He's not living with me. Let him live with Al.
He can live here in the studio.
Every day we come in, and Kai's chilling
in his sleeping bag.
I'm going to need about 10 pounds of Lexapro, if you don't mind, just in case.
He seems a little unpredictable.
Uh-huh.
You think?
I like that.
But it could be fun, you know?
Lucky for me, I had a hatchet in my bag. Now, if I told you about a very violent story that involved a hatchet-wielding hitchhiker... Would you think he would be the hero?
That's not his own protection.
No. And they just questioned him and let him go.
He's gonna be mad.
Yeah. Some mash.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.